The Asian long-horned beetle, native to China, has been lethally chewing its way through American hardwood trees since it was first discovered in this country in 1996. So far, the inky black insect with white spots has been detected in New York and around Chicago. It has no natural predators. The fear is the beetle could spread and devastate hardwood forests. So the Agriculture Department and Forest Service are fighting back any way they can. And soon they'll have another weapon in their arsenal, an acoustic detector that can hear the beetle larvae chewing deep inside a tree. From New York, NPR's Melissa Block reports.
Up until now, detecting the Asian longhorned beetle, or ALB, has been a painstaking visual exercise.
You know, it must be remembered to scan every branch. This beetle could be anywhere.
Harry Rother is a tree inspector. He's perched 60 feet up in a bucket truck in Lower Manhattan, looking for the telltale signs of the beautiful but nasty beetle.
We're up in the upper part of the canopy. No, I don't see anything up in this tree. No presence of the ALB.
Okay, what I'm going to do is shimmy up here a little bit to get into a higher crotch.
Meanwhile, Hazrat Hamid nimbly clambers his way up a nearby London plane tree.
Looks good up here. And we're basically six stories up. And everything on the top here looks good.
These inspectors are looking for egg sites, dimpled impressions in the tree bark, or the round entry and exit holes, signs that ALB larvae have worked their way inside the tree and grown beetles have chewed their way out. That tunneling is deadly to hardwoods.
Okay, nothing. Everything's clear.
This is long and tedious work. Inspectors have to look at every branch, every trunk of hundreds of thousands of host trees, maples, elms, poplars, willows. So far, nearly 7,000 New York trees have had to be destroyed, chipped and burned, because they've been infested with the Asian longhorned beetle. But imagine if another sense could be brought into play, the sense of sound.
What we want to do is make a catalog of insect bites, if you will, you know, their voices.
Glenn Allgood, a senior researcher at Oak Ridge National Laboratory in Tennessee, has been listening to the chomping of Asian longhorned beetles, and he's been mapping the distinctive crunch of their mandibles as they bite off a piece of wood. This is the sound of an ALB bite repeated. Allgood has been comparing that clicking sound with the munching of other beetles, like the cottonwood borer and the pine sawyer.
So we're trying to build models that allow you to discriminate between each one of those, as you would if you heard different friends' voices, you'd be able to discriminate those.
Typically in their work at Oak Ridge, Allgood and his colleague Cyrus Smith might analyze vibration in nuclear reactors, or they might help the Navy design ultra-silent submarines. Now, Smith says,
we're taking similar techniques to what we use for both submarines and nuclear reactors, and we're applying that to these Asian longhorned beetles and detecting them.
Here's how it works. A little vibration sensor called an accelerometer is attached to a tree. That pickup device is hooked up to a computer, and it transmits vibrations from the tree to the computer. The computer has been programmed with algorithms developed by Allgood and Smith that define the exact feeding sound or signature of the Asian longhorned beetle. Remember? And that's where Therese Poland comes in.
If a match is found, then the computer displays on the screen that a beetle bite has been detected. And then we know that there must be a larva feeding inside that tree, that tree would be infested.
Poland is a research entomologist with the U.S. Forest Service, and she's been testing out the acoustic detectors in the field, looking for the Asian longhorned beetle bites flashing on the computer screen. She's tested the device in China, where rural farmers who've never seen a computer watched fascinated as she listened in, and she's tested it here in New York City.
We actually recorded beetles feeding inside of trees in Calvary Cemetery in New York, and it's right across the street from LaGuardia Airport, and planes were flying overhead. It was a cloudy day with a low ceiling, and these planes, I felt like ducking as they came by. And with the roar of the planes going overhead, we're able to filter out the sounds of the beetles feeding inside of the trees.
The trick is the system has to pick out just the Asian longhorned beetle, not the cottonwood borer or any other critter. The scientists are confident it can. Two of the devices are to be tried out in Central Park this summer. But others involved in fighting the ALB say the acoustic system is still highly experimental. They're putting their hopes in the old standby, visual inspection, and in an insecticide. Some 125,000 trees in the New York area will be injected with a vaccine of sorts called imidacloprid in hopes that will stop the spread of the Asian longhorned beetle. Melissa Block, NPR News, New York.